Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. I just watched Assimilate, and the tagline for it is, "The enemy is you." It came out in 2019, I guess either just before the pandemic or during the pandemic. It's kind of hazy to me when that actually began, but I don't know. There's not a whole lot of effort went into this movie, so I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt. It seems like if it came out during the pandemic, it would be extra good because people would have to pay for it to see it on TV, not in the theaters. But anyhow, I digress. This movie's called Assimilate. The reason it's called Assimilate is because it's about these little black creatures that run around out of a box that the city pastor carries. And they basically bite people. And then after they bite the person, that person clones themselves. Their old body dies and the new clone becomes sort of a silent zombie-like replica of the original person. There's some scenes that are okay, kind of creepy in a way, but the acting is not top notch. I think a lot of these actors will probably go on to have success, but for now it's a little wanting, I think. And I gauge that mostly on the fact that I wasn't scared. When you get scared, you know that the acting is doing something right and the writing is doing something right. But when you're not scared and even annoyed, then I would have to probably attribute that to the level of acting ability. Now, there is one famous-faced guy, and let's see if I can... He's probably listed on this. He is from Twilight, and he's the guy that becomes the rule-breaker of Edward's family, and he is playing softball in that softball scene. I'm about to get his name. Hold on one second. No, actually, no, he's on the other page, and I can't click on the other page, but you probably know who I'm talking about. But it doesn't really matter because he was probably under contract or something to do this movie because he's not really into it. And even the main three characters, Joel Courtney, Callum Worthy, Andy Matichak, and Catherine McNamara as well, they're not into it either. So I'm not sure what happened here. I'm not sure what produced this film. It is basically a replica itself of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. There's many horror movies that have this premise, but that one's probably the one that I like the most, where people become plants, and then the plants replicate, and then they replace the person. So it's a scary concept, but there's really nothing original about it, which I don't think it would be too hard to add something in here and there. They didn't give you any facts about how the people turn or how the people become replicas. You just kind of watch them act like they know. And the Joel Courtney and Callum Worthy and Andy Matichak as well, the girl as well, but mostly the boys, are doing a web series about their town. And in doing so, they capture a lot of footage of this terrible replicating that's going on. And the only solace they have is to get out of town because all their footage is going to save them. But if the world's being taken over, for example, who will save them even when they have footage? So that was a little strange. I would have liked, I'm more of a scientific buff, so I think it would have been cool if I had an understanding of like what was actually happening. Where were these creatures from? Does it get in the blood? How does it work? Maybe look at it under a microscope or something and have a doctor or a scientist kind of explain what's happening. That would have made it a little better and have more suspense. But that's all right. I don't really know who the audience for this is either. I watched it. I kind of am living on a new planet now where I finish movies that I start, even when I don't like them. And like I said, there were a few times in this movie that were cool and visually cool. Like there's one creepy scene where they're walking down the street and they see their neighbors at the foot of their driveway. It's one of those big, like the one in E.T., like a big, long driveway in the suburbs. And they're burning like all the wood of their table and their dining room and their couch and everything, and they're throwing all the pictures and everything in the fire. And they say hello to them, and they speak back to them and say, "Nice night, isn't it?" That's pretty creepy. That's a creepy moment. There were a few creepy moments, but most of all, camp. Pretty campy. And I don't know. Like I said, unless you're like about the age of these boys, I don't know why else you would really want to watch this film. And could they get anybody that had more of a grown-up looking face? I mean, both of them look so baby-like. And that's just their look, probably, but when you're running this whole scene, you probably want somebody just a little bit more mature. But anyhow, so there's my movie, and I continue down my path of watching as many as I can. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.